Let us go to the movies.
It's Moose at the movies.
Eric Childress joins us now with another Bad Boys movie.
The last one was what, 10 years ago?
No, 2003.
Okay, that's more than 10 years.
17 years ago.
Begs the question, why now?
Well, they've been trying to get this one off the ground for a few years now. It's been kind of bumps in the roads. There was, you know, at one point going to be like a female Bad Boy, Boys movie. And Will Smith and Martin Lawrence were going to be like, you know, supporting players in it. But then it got turned around. Obviously, we don't have Michael Bay back for this one. Because there's a surprising number of good reviews for Bad Boys.
Really?
If you just look at the Rotten Tomatoes score, which is very high at the moment. We'll see how it gets throughout the weekend.
So this is a movie nobody asked for. Literally no one on planet Earth was like, wow, do you know what we need in these trying times? A third Bad Boys movie.
There wasn't a Facebook group like, please make Bad Boys 3.
Yeah, there was no petition.
No, and it's not like they were like some hugely successful movie. I mean, the first film, you know, introduced us to Michael Bay, did fairly well. The second one did even better. It was a pretty decent sized hit. It was like $144 million. It was not like some grandiose blockbuster or anything like that. And I will go on record again. Bad Boys 2 is one of the worst films I have ever seen in my life.
There we go. Here is a clip from Bad Boys for Life. They're getting on a plane. Martin Lawrence and Will Smith.
Excuse me. That's the right spot for me. Right there.
No, Marcus.
We fly together, we die together.
What?
Oh, no. That's just something we say. It's all good, it ain't. Oh, I can see how that got y'all a little... Where y'all from?
Get it? Because we're on a plane and nobody wants to hear about dying on a plane.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, moving on to Doolittle. I'm surprised by Robert Downey Jr. getting in on this because after all the Marvel... Avengers stuff, he's got his money, and you think he'd go into some smaller movie where he could just kind of act and. But
which is something I think we would all like to see because he is such a tremendous actor. It would be great to see him in a movie where, you know, he'd be touted for awards and stuff. You know, I mean, I think that those parts are got to be out there for him.
Yeah, but instead he wants to launch a new franchise.
Yeah, well, he's not launched. Nothing's getting launched with this movie, apparently. I mean, this movie's been kind of in the tank for a while now. There was all kinds of production problems. It's been delayed for some time. Another director had to come in and refilm a whole bunch of stuff.
All I see in this is it's CG animals talking, and I'm like, oh, God.
But, I mean, it's funny that, because Dr. Doolittle, the original film, they came out in the 1960s. We were off the air. We were just talking about Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. Is one of these films that was a tremendous bomb back in the 1960s with Rex Harrison. It was a huge disaster. So, like, the idea that someone 50 years later said, like, oh, let's do this one right and let's do a big epic movie with CGI talking animals and, you know, Robert Downey Jr. can do an accent again. And it's just like, okay. And someone approved that.
Interesting.
Robert Downey Jr. doing an accent again.
Seems like the project was doomed from the start. It's only how many talking animal movies have we had since, you know, the good ones that have come out, like Babe and, you know, stuff like that.
Oh, so, great movie.
Yeah. Like, do we need another talking animal movie? We seem like it was at least one a year.
Homeward Bound, that was a great film.
Homeward Bound was a great movie.
I would just like to see Robert Downey Jr. do a good acting movie again.
I think
the last one... He's such a good actor, and he's got a lot of range.
Yeah, I mean, and he can get the money. He can get a movie made like that.
All right, Eric Childress, eFilmCritic.com, RogerEbert.com, Movie Madness Podcast on the Now Playing Network. Thank you, Eric.
Thank you, guys.